Wild Bunch Podcast.
Time now to ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar.
I'm a musical doctor. I'm the best one in town. Are you feeling okay? Let's turn that frown upside down. You have a cold?
No.
Danger?
No.
Sex with a random stranger?
No.
Let me, if you please, I'll cure any disease.
On B1039.
Except for herpes. Can't do anything about herpes.
Hi, good morning, Southwest Florida. 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and welcome back to another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar's a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalize Lounge. He has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Good morning, Dr. Dollar. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Big Mama. Good morning. It's always a pleasure joining you every Thursday.
Look at this. I love it when we get it perfect right off a jump. It's meant to be on a Thursday morning. Doc, a website is offering people $13,000 to lose their quarantine weight. A fitness website is offering $13,000 to lose their quarantine weight. They're going to pick 4 people to try different diets and keep track of their progress on social media. Pretty awesome that this is where we're going. People are starting to motivate to start losing that quarantine weight because so many people gained weight during the quarantine.
Right. And I read that article that you sent me, and they mentioned that you need to have your BMI over 30. Let's spend just 2 seconds talking about BMI. BMI is a body mass index. It's a measurement of the body fat based on your height and weight. Essentially, you take your weight in kilogram over the height in meter. Obviously, it had to be European. But if you want to use pounds and inches, you take pound over inches and you multiply that by 703, or you use just any app on your phone and it will give you your BMI. BMI over 30 is considered somebody that is obese. So ideal BMI is between 18.5 to 24.9. That's the ideal BMI.
Doc, we got something coming in right now. I feel like I'm starving all the time. Suddenly, it started 2 days ago. I noticed that even though I just ate, I feel like I haven't ate at all. I'm starving, but I have no appetite because I just ate. It's really weird. I'm 146 pounds, so I'm not overweight, and I don't usually eat a lot. Now I feel like I'm starving all the time. What do you think, Dr. Dollar?
It could be that person, it sounds like a female, but most guys will not complain about that. But overall, most likely it's a combination of what they're having in their food. Maybe they don't have enough fiber. Mm. Maybe they don't have enough protein. So it depends on the balance of what you have in your food that will make you
either you. Maybe she's eating for two.
Maybe she's pregnant, right?
I mean, that's the first thing. As soon as I read this, that's the pregnancy. First thing. I was like, oh, wow, this chick's pregnant. Doesn't even know it yet.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty much early symptom. Your body starts craving more for calories right away,
for
right?
For sure.
I feel like I'm right on the money on this one.
I think you are.
239-765.
No need to get the pregnancy test, even.
You don't even know it. Yeah, you're perfect. Start taking prenatals.
Right.
Doc, prenatal vitamins, that's good. Women can take those every day for the rest of their lives, right? I mean, that's a great vitamin.
It is a great vitamin, but again, you need other vitamins, and you need vitamin D. We talk about vitamin all the time. You know, last time we talked about niacin. You remember? And I started niacin. I started 500 milligrams of niacin. As a matter of fact, one of the people that listen to our show, they own a pharmacy, and they send me a flush-free niacin.
It's I heard about this. They texted, they texted it in right after the segment.
Yeah,
flush-free
and
niacin.
I started it. Flush-free, and I've been taking it for a week already without any flushing.
Have you ever taken it before that? Before taking the flush-free?
No, first time. First time ever. First time ever.
Yeah. I wish you'd have taken it without the flush-free so you could experience that fire.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That's the fire of hell, man.
Why won't I punch myself in the face?
I'll never forget the time that somebody was like, just take some niacin, man. You'll feel better. This is years ago. Like, I was in the Army. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me do it. Let me go. Oh, man, I took a bunch of niacin. Man, that was the worst experience of my whole entire life. I went to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
I told him, I said, I took too much niacin. Get this out of my body. I didn't know what to do. Constant pain at the tip of my manhood there. By the way, if you have a question for Dr. Dollar, 239-765-1039. You can call or text it in. 21 male, no drugs, drinking, or smoking, physically active, not sexually active. Hey, Dr. Dollar, I've been experiencing constant burning pain at the tip of my penis for months now, and I recently have been constantly getting UTIs, too. I am not sexually active and have been on antibiotics multiple times, which has cleared the UTI, but the pain is still there regardless. Since I'm still very young, I'm extremely worried that this will be a lifelong issue. I'm not sure what could be causing this. Any advice would be great. So they called in to Dr. Dollar.
Yeah, it sounds like this this young man has something called urethritis, which is inflammation of the urethra. Diet and behavioral modification is key here. We have a whole what to eat, what not to eat, and it's very easy to follow overall. I start these patients also on a low short-term steroids, like Medrol dose pack. I also recommend sitting in a tub with Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate. And from time to time, I also recommend these guys to clean the pipe more often, if you understand what I mean.
Clean the pipe.
Clean the pipe.
Wrestle it out one time if you know what I'm talking about. You know
more,
what I'm
more often.
More clean practice. More practice. Practice.
Right.
Practice makes perfect. There you go. Doc, a question coming off the absolute text line. Here we go. Question for Dr. Dollar. I'm in a lesbian relationship, and my girlfriend and I would have great sex over the last 5 years. I would orgasm multiple times, and recently I haven't even been able to get horny, and I definitely can't climax. Any suggestions?
Yeah, come and see Dr. Mel. Come and see us. See Dr. Mel. See what we'll adjust your hormones. See what's going on. Most likely, we're dealing with some hormonal imbalance that is easy to fix.
Let's talk about this for women for a second. So women that have we always talk about testosterone replacement in men, and we've got hundreds of thousands of women that listen to this show, Doc. And I want to really cover this. So it's as easy as a quick. It's a doctor visit to you and a prescription for a man. Right. And your whatever the doctor visit is, plus the $30 that it might cost you in your prescriptions per month or whatever. Let's just call it about $30 a month. Sure. Is there something that affordable that is that easy for the woman?
No.
Man, are you kidding me?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, women are much more complex. Their issues, our issues, you know, is erectile dysfunction. You know, you have to get it up. You don't have to get it up. It's a libido. It's very easy to fix. Women are much more complex.
By the way, she just followed up with a message that says she can do it herself. She just can't do it with her partner.
Sure. So that tells you that it's not really the hormonal issue. So in this lady, it may be something more. That some part of it is psychogenic. Some part of it is
your mind isn't in it, man. It's really, Doc, if you were talking one-on-one with this girl right now, you would ask her, where is your mind during the session? We've talked about this. You and I have had a private conversation about this. I don't mind sharing it with the world. We've talked about this exact topic, you and I, privately,
absolutely,
about how your mind can wander during the deed, and it will throw you completely off. It could be the simplest wonder. It could be like, well, did I pay the electric bill this month? And you're not even thinking about it. Or it could be much deeper. You could be suffering from some kind of, you know, some kind of trauma in your life that keeps coming back in your mind, and you got to clear your mind. Is there something that you would suggest to clear your mind before you get into it?
You know, gratitude. Feel how lucky, and that's exactly what I told you, how fortunate you are, how lucky you are. I mean, you know, you are doing something that is incredible. It's a gift from God. I mean, you are luckiest person on earth. That's what I tell people to feel when you are in the middle of the act. You are fortunate.
Yeah. You know what? It works too, man. That's exactly right, man. Put yourself in, like, and make yourself feel like you are the best in the world at this, and you're here to serve a purpose.
Right.
All right, I like it.
It's a gift.
I like
gift.
It. All right, Doc, we got a lot more questions coming out of the Absolute Law text line. Plus, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the healthy living segment. Napping, is it bad for those with type 2 diabetes? An article came out that talked about it. And vitamin D levels. Now we've got all kinds of articles, vitamin D articles popping up left and right because people are taking more vitamin D because of the pandemic. So what is the proper vitamin D to take? And is it the same for men and women? These are all topics we'll cover next with Dr. Dollar and Healthy Living. Hold on.
B1039.
Time now to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar.
You ever notice your accent makes things sound worse than they actually are?
On B1039.
Keep thinking you're going to be torturing James Bond later.
That one always makes him smile. I always look at him on the Zoom cam. Every time we play that one, he's like, yeah, I love this one. This is my favorite. I like to torture people. Good morning. Welcome back to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar's a board-certified urologist. He's on the show each and every Thursday morning. Get a hold of him over there at Gulfstream Urology when he's not here at 239-277-5770 or at TeamDollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Doc, a ton of people in off the Absolute Law text line, so I don't want to leave anybody hanging. So let's go ahead and grab these. Can a hormonal imbalance cause infertility in women? I'm sorry, let me take that out of your ear for you. A hormonal imbalance cause infertility in women?
Absolutely. So any infertility doctor, they will check your hormones. They will look at your testosterone level. They will look at estrogen. They will look at progesterone. They will look at prolactin. And they will see what they need to do to fix things up. And that's why a lot of women, men and women, go on Clomid. Clomiphene citrate, it's an anti-estrogenic and it will improve for men. It will improve testosterone level.
Yeah. Clomid both ways will make magic happen. Let's get into it. Just want to thank Dr. Dollar and Big Mama. Thanks to your guys' intermittent fasting, I've lost 70 pounds. I've kept it all for a whole year working on just getting the Bowflex body. I like it. Congratulations. Can men get erections without feeling horny? Is this a real question? Who sent this in? that's not a real question, right? We all know the answer to that, right?
Of course.
239-765-1039 is the phone number. Hit us up if you have a question for Dr. Dollar. Don't wait. Shout out to my boy Ken out there rocking the Big Mama the Wild Bunch hat. Doc, I'm 40 years old. I'm a 40-year-old guy. What about genitalia piercing on foreskin and testicles? Good for sex. 4 horseshoe rings, 2 small ones on foreskin, 2 by my testicles. Well, look at this guy bragging. I think he just bragged. What do you think about piercings, Doc? You're a urologist. What do you think about piercings on the penis?
Honestly, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, you have the rest of your body to use that. It's a place that you can get infection. If you get an infection, it's a big deal. It's not a good idea. Now, have I seen it? Every day I see it. This guy obviously put it throughout. I mean, he wants to tell us that he has a lot of territory.
He was just like, yeah, what do you think about genitalia piercing? I got a lot of it. Let me tell you about it. It's kind of a big deal.
So overall, again, in my office, we don't judge, but overall, we don't think, we say the rest of your body, you do whatever you want. That area,
have you ever seen one come in that's just all infected and gross?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
We've seen everything.
I got an anonymous call about a vasectomy here on the phones. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question?
Yeah, could you briefly go into kind of what it entails? Is it painful? Is it IV sedation? Is there any recovery?
Great question. So vasectomy, it's an office procedure. The whole procedure takes about 2 to 3 songs. So we
ask 2 to 3 songs.
What's your favorite?
Hey, Doc, can I make some playlists for you? 3 song snip playlists so that someone comes in. Would you like to listen to the Big Mama's playlist? I'm totally going to make a custom one so you can ask people if they want to listen to mine.
Balls
and then in
fire,
the middle, I'll be like, we're 1 song in, just 2 more songs until it's gone. 2 more songs until it's gone.
So office procedure, we do it at the non-scalpel procedure, so we don't use a knife at all. The procedure itself is straightforward. I do recommend using laughing gas, nitrous oxide, so you don't have any anxiety whatsoever. Guys overall don't do well with the doctor's office. So as a result of that, we need something to relax.
I'm going to need the nitrous oxide every time I come in to see a doc.
You want to take the machine home.
For all the visits I come in, for everything, even when I just come in to get high fives, I'm going to need to make sure that I feel good about it. You know?
So we give you some nitrous oxide. We put some music. It's a very nice room. It's the whole thing. We joke around. We laugh with you. Before you know it, you're done. I do recommend that you are not going to go to work for a couple of days. Put some ice on the area. Put your feet up. Watch Netflix, Amazon Prime, whatever you like to watch.
Whatever you like to watch.
As long as you don't watch the news.
There you go. I hope that helped you out a little bit there, Anonymous. You know what? I got to tell you, the whole reason I know Dr. Dollar is because a friend of mine who remained anonymous that used to work here at the building. He came in and was like, bro, I just got a vasectomy from this doctor. You got to have him on your show. He's hysterical. He's like bald. He's funny. He's got a great personality and a cool accent. You got to get him on. And then it was like about 6 months later, we worked out the deal to get him on the show with us, and he's been on ever since. And so I can only say that I have not got that procedure done yet, but I'm sure when it comes time, Dr. Dollar will be the one doing it.
All right? Yes.
All right, my friend. Good luck. All right. Everybody's always worried about it. Men think it's like a big... Men who have no clue, Doc, will think that it's like... The most, like, they're like you're grabbing them and ripping open a knife and going,
Yeah, there's no knife at all. The whole procedure is clean. There's no blood even. It's bloodless procedure. And, you know, we've done thousands.
No blood. How is that possible?
No blood. I'm telling you, no blood whatsoever.
Wow, that's awesome. Doc, I'm 21 and get cysts on my ovaries constantly. Could this be foreshadowing something worse in my future? For example, cancer or / infertility?
How old is she?
21.
I don't think so.
No. All right, Doc. Let's move on. Number five here. New risk factors for type 2 diabetes. A new global atlas study characterized insomnia as a novel risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes. In total, the researchers identified 19 risk factors and dismissed 21 suggested risk factors based on insufficient scientific evidence. When I saw this article, the headline that brought me to it was that now napping is bad for you again. So we're trying to figure out here, as I have a co-host who is a type 2 diabetic, and I hate when he naps, but he naps and he fights this argument with me on a regular basis. So now, do I have another reason to tell him not to nap, Doc?
No. So overall, the idea of napping, if the cause of the napping is because you don't sleep well, you have insomnia, then it's a problem that tells you, because insomnia by itself is an independent risk factor for developing diabetes mellitus type 2. But if you just take a nap because you didn't get enough sleep, not insomnia, you cannot fall asleep and you wake up multiple times. You just, you know, you work for Beasley Media Group and you're at work at 3 a.m. and you just got 4 hours of sleep, it's okay to take a nap for 2 hours, in the afternoon. Nothing wrong with that.
Doc, vitamin D levels may predict future health risks, death in older men. And then I got a follow-up to that because I saw another one that said vitamin D harms bone in women, not men, without osteoporosis. So let's just talk vitamin D. We have been preaching vitamin D on this show. Last week it was niacin. You just convinced us that flush-free niacin will not blow your skin up. All right, so that's awesome. So let's talk vitamin D.
Sure.
Without going to see you to get an injection, that's vitamin B. What type of vitamin D should someone take, and should it be a daily thing?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I take a daily vitamin D. I take a daily vitamin D, and right now I'm taking a 2,000 international unit, but 1,000 international unit is more than you need. It's the perfect amount. 1,000, remember that.
Of what? Of what number? D what?
1,000 vitamin D3. So it's 1,000 international unit. It's very, very cheap. It's, when I say extreme, I buy mine at Costco, but you can buy it anywhere. You can buy it online.
I think my vitamin D is a gel tab. Is that the way
correct
to take it? Yeah. My vitamin D is a gel tab, I think, right? I'm taking it right. Yeah,
right. So I take it every day. And again, that's not just because of coronavirus, because of everything. It's related to
osteoporosis. How important are vitamins, Doc? I mean, let's be real.
Don't we
get them from what we eat? Don't we get them from everything? And should we take our vitamins separately or in a multivitamin?
So vitamin D overall is quite rare in nature. So you don't find it in a lot of food. A lot of our food is by law fortified with vitamin D. For example, ice cream, kids
milk
formula, and milk is fortified. So you do find vitamin D if you have, you know, line caught salmon, but where do you find line caught salmon here? I mean, there's no salmon in the water here, or tuna or things like that. Certain fish, mackerel, tuna, salmon has vitamin D in them. But overall, I mean, you do need, that's
now
why.
Now, what does vitamin D do for your body?
Well, vitamin D is responsible for many things, but the most important thing is obviously for bone modulation. So it helps your bone not to develop osteoporosis. So if you don't have vitamin D, your calcium absorption will lack, and you're going to develop osteoporosis. In addition, vitamin D is essential for decreased inflammation, and now we are learning about vitamin D and cancer. We talked about coronavirus. People that are lacking vitamin D are more susceptible for, you know, more symptomatic coronavirus. So
when should I take these vitamins, Doc? When should we take it? Morning, you know, daytime, at lunch? When should someone take their vitamins? Doesn't matter.
I take it at nighttime after dinner. The reason for that, I take also zinc and other vitamins that if I take it on empty stomach, and as you know, I do intermittent fasting for about 14 years, so I don't have breakfast. And
that's when I like to take my vitamins, but I feel like I was taking them at a wrong time. But if you're doing it, I'm doing it. I'm good with it.
Right. So nighttime for me works well because if I take it on empty stomach, I'm not going to feel well.
What does Dr. Dollar take that's not necessary? Like, what does Dr. Dollar take every day? What vitamins should everyone take every day? Is there a handful? Are we talking to a few or are we talking 10?
No, very few. Very, very few. So right. I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
All right, okay. 1,000 milligrams of the C. All right.
Right. Right now, I just started the niacin, which is B3. So I take 500 milligrams of niacin.
That's B3 as well? That's the same thing?
The same thing. It's niacin.
And right. You take the how niacin, much?
500 milligrams of niacin.
And you're using a flush-free one. Yeah, remember flush-free that guy. One. Don't take niacin unless you're getting a flush-free one from that pharmacy. All right, what else?
I take 50 milligrams of copper.
Of copper? Okay.
And I take, what else? I take zinc. Vitamin D3. Zinc, I'm sorry, 50 milligram. I apologize. 50 milligram of zinc, 2 milligram of copper.
And 2 milligram of copper.
Correct.
And then you take the D3 too, 1,000 milligrams of D3?
1,000 international unit.
All right, there we go. All right. I'm on to it. I dig it.
I take a B12 shot because, you know, I don't eat enough. I don't eat meat at all.
How often do you take a B12 shot?
Once a week.
But you don't eat meat at all? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I don't. For 4 months already, I stopped eating meat.
We'll talk about that off air.
Right. I stopped that. I know. I know. No. It has nothing to do with my own health.
All right.
I just wanted to be healthy.
I got you, Doc. I get you. Hey, then.
I eat fish.
There you go. All right. I got you. I'll lecture you later. We'll talk about it. I can lecture my friend right now. I'm just kidding with you. Hey, when we come back, Doc, I got more questions. Matter of fact, let me grab one of these right now off the Absolute Law text line because I got to take a break, but I'm going to grab this one. I have bone spurs on C5 and C6, scoliosis in my neck, scoliosis in my thoracic, degenerate disc disease in my back. I have spells where I can't get good breaths, feel like I'm going to faint. Doctor says that she believes I have fibromyalgia. Could this cause my breath problems?
So fibromyalgia is a diagnosis of exclusion. So after you rule out everything and the doctor does not know what you have, they call it fibromyalgia. So we don't say to somebody that has obvious things on their spinal cord, on the bones, we don't call it fibromyalgia because they have some indication there. So again, fibromyalgia is a diagnosis of exclusion.
There you go. We've got to take a quick break. Come back. More of your questions. I see three or more questions just came in off the Absolute Law text line. Plus, we'll jump into the lust lines portion of this. And people who eat peanut butter sandwiches in the morning are better in bed. I sent this article. We'll think what Dr. Dollar says about this. Plus, the 7 biggest sex taboos for young people and so much more. All still to come with Dr. Dollar next. Hold on.
What up, you guys?
What's up?
Yeah, what's cracking, man?
Hey, everybody.
You already know what it is.
Southwest Florida's number one hit music station.
B-1039.
May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready to get sexy?
Lust Line with Dr. Dollar starts now.
All right, phone number 239-765-1039. It is Lust Lines with your host, Big Mama. Along with him is Dr. Dollar. He's a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalize Lounge. He has a special interest in the sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Welcome back, Dr. Dollar. We got about 13 minutes left here, and I'm about to have a good time. A ton of questions coming out of the Absolute Law text line, but I want to start it with this right here. According to a new study, people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are most likely to be, quote, passionate lovers. The survey also found people who eat a bowl of cereal are most likely to be dependable, and people who eat a banana are most likely to be stressed. Also, at least a quarter of people skip breakfast every day, and those people are most likely to be introverts. What do you say about this study, Doc? Should I be having myself a little peanut butter in the morning? Come on now. What do you think?
No, Big Mama. I love
peanut butter. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love peanut butter, but not in the morning. It's something that I will grab at noontime. Peanut butter is delicious. Peanut butter is nutritious. Peanut butter is good for you. There is a lot of L-arginine in peanut butter, and L-arginine dilates, you know, your blood vessel and is going to improve blood flow to the penis, to the clitoris. It's very, very good for you for many, many reasons, but not in the morning, buddy.
Yeah, we not in the morning.
Intermittent fasting. No peanut butter in the morning.
Doc, my daughter is 16 and started birth control. Should she take the same dose of vitamin D?
So kids also needs vitamin D, of course, and it depends on their sun exposure and everything else. So the amount for kids, and there is a table, and 600 international units kids need to take, but 16, 17 year old kids, they are essentially adults.
Is there a multivitamin that'll give you everything the doc has taken? Is there a multivitamin out there, Doc?
No.
There's not one multivitamin that you can take.
No. Not a single multivitamin.
Do you think multivitamins are a waste of money?
The copper. You know, I don't. I think they're okay. I don't take them myself because I need certain vitamins that are important to me that I think I'm lacking. I do eat very, very healthy, so I get all the other vitamin that I need from diet.
Good morning,
but I don't
doctor.
Get copper and zinc from diet, and I don't get my vitamin D3 from diet.
I have a child who will be 17 in a few weeks. She has one of her breasts is not developing as fast as the other, and there's exceeded. I don't know. Is there a hormonal thing, or do you think this might be a polio syndrome? And if so, what's the best treat for that? I'm not sure what she did. It was a very chopped up text.
But I would definitely go see an endocrinologist. That's a guy that does hormones, and they are pediatric endocrinologists, and see what's going on and make sure you're on top of it early on. Don't wait until she is 21. Go, you know, the next couple of months to see a pediatric endocrinologist.
And when you say you don't eat meat, is that just red meat or chicken as well? You didn't.
I don't eat meat, red meat, chicken or pork. I do eat fish. I do eat crustaceans. I do eat shrimp and lobster and fish. And again, for health reasons, just for health reasons.
Doc, we can't even get to other articles because the Absolute Law text line is on fire. Hey, Doc, tight boxers or loose, does wearing either one have any effect on my junk? Like a shark in a fish tank with, I don't know. So what do you say, Doc? I don't know. He's trying to throw a joke there.
You know, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Right now, we are not talking about fertility or anything like that. We're talking about overall, whatever makes you feel comfortable, that, you know, it depends on your job and what you do, how much you sweat and the material that you're using, whether you're using cotton or something else. I know Big Mama is using silk, right?
Yeah.
Right, Big Mama?
But the finest silk. Yeah, imported. I have my silk boxers imported from China. Oh, man. Always great to have you on the show with us, Doc. If you have a question, 239-765-1039. I got this one, Doc. Sorry for the super weird question, but I'm concerned. Is it normal or concerning to briefly lose consciousness during ejaculation/orgasm? I'm not sure what to do about this. This has been going on since I first started orgasming or having sex a year ago, and it happens almost every time I have sex, about once or twice a week. When I have an orgasm, I often briefly lose consciousness for a half a second. I usually just suddenly wake up to find my head slumping. There's no prodrome or other symptoms, no dizziness, nausea, etc. I feel fine immediately before or after. It happens once or twice during an orgasm. I've never actually fallen to the ground from the standing position. I don't have any symptoms. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at this, guys. I'm sorry. When I exercise, I do have hypertension when I stand up, but that feels different. Slowly, blackening vision, dizziness. I try to stay hydrated. I'm not sure if that helps. I have no idea what's causing this, Doc. Do you? Have you ever heard of something like this?
Yes, yes. Big Mama, it's not very, very common, but it does occur. You know, Big Mama, as people are becoming sexually aroused, all of us, our breath becomes shortened and faster. So we hyperventilate. When you hyperventilate, your brain does not receive enough oxygen, and you can become dizzy.
So you're telling me this guy got to take a brown paper bag with him every time he goes to the bed, so he know how to, hold on, girl, I got to get this
don't
out.
Hyperventilate,
I'm about to orgasm.
So you do become dizzy and a little lightheadedness. If that occurs too much.
We should sell this bag at your store. You can just have, what is that for? People have a certain condition. They need this right before orgasm.
Big Mama, you can even faint. But in addition, we all know that when we have sex, a lot of the blood flow goes to the organ itself, to the penis, or in this case, it's a lady, so the clitoris, and they get less blood flow to the brain. There is a condition that is an intentional condition called autoerotic asphyxiation that obviously can result in death. So those people are choking themselves.
Don't do that. That's stupid.
Don't do that. Absolutely. Yeah. We discourage people from doing that. But obviously, you see that in movies and other things, but a lot of those people are not making it through. It's deadly.
I had my prostate removed. Is there anything besides Viagra?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, we that's our clinic. That's what we are specializing in men and that undergone surgery like radical prostatectomy, and yes, we have injection, we have Trimix, we have Edex, we have different injection, we have pills, we have special, we have the P shot, we have many things we can help you. We can definitely help you.
All right, so just make sure you give them a phone call over there at 239-277-5770. I just started no meat in my diet. Will that help lower my cholesterol? What are the other benefits to not eating meat? This is obviously a vegan trying to get us to talk more about us not eating meat.
No, not necessarily.
I'm just kidding, Doc. You know how I feel.
I know. A lot of times you're not sensitive about that stuff. I know. Me too. I used to be. I used to be a carnivore. I mean, I used to be eating
meat. Are you telling me, because the last time we had a conversation like this, I lost 85 pounds and changed my diet forever. Yeah. Are you telling me that I'm getting ready to be on? Because I got a vegetable service already coming to the house every week. You telling me that I'm going to slow down on meat? Is this something that I'm going to start doing?
You know, I want to have a conversation with you about that. I want to have a conversation about the health benefits. And this has nothing to do with anything crazy. This has to do with health benefits. Now, having said that, you know, if there is a special occasion and you're going for example, if you invite me to Ruth Chris or Fleming's or wherever, and am I going to have a steak with you? Yes, I will.
You're supposed to say
steak.
No, Doc. That way all your friends invite you to Fleming's and you're getting free steaks all day. And like, I told you you'd eat meat. Yeah, thanks for the free steak. Have a nice day.
I'm going to have a steak with you. Yeah. But overall, for my own health, I do feel better. When you know, and you know, it all started with me watching a movie on I think it was Amazon Prime. It called Game Changer, and it's about people that professional athletes that had done that and how well they feel. And none of them did that for any other crazy reason beside their own health. And I watched that movie, and it did change a lot of my thinking.
Do you how long, Doc, before you know, like, because I don't know, I just feel
you
like
you feel within a week.
You eat better. A lot of fish? I mean,
I
are
do.
You eating fish every meal now? I mean,
no, not at all. Not
so, what
at
are
all.
You doing for when you don't have fish? What are you having?
So, mushrooms and you know, anything that will feel like you know that in your mouth when you eat.
What about protein? What are you doing for protein?
Oh, yeah, I mean, a lot of the things that you don't like, for example, tofu, you don't like that. I know you don't.
Yeah,
but again, you don't like that because somebody told you that, yeah, that does not taste good.
Yeah.
But you get used to that. I mean, it depends on how you flavor things and things like that.
Now my man's eating tofu. I can't even believe I'm hearing it.
It's really not that bad.
Oh, really, Brownie? You tried it or you eat it? Because
trying it
is one thing. Eating it on a regular basis is another thing. All right.
I do eat eggs, so eggs is.
There you go. Can you be on an all egg diet? Is that possible, Doc? I always wondered that because I feel like I love eggs enough that I could eat them all day long. Now it would never happen in my house because I'm the only one that feels like I could eat eggs three times a day. Could you eat eggs, only eggs as protein and be all right and not, you know,
yes.
fall over?
Yes. You can, and you're going to lose a lot of weight by doing that. But again, what I love about our show, we don't talk about diet. We talk about overall, you know, lifestyle. So intermittent fasting is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. So the all egg diet, you can do it for a week,
Doc,
and after that, you're going to hate yourself.
If you'd have told me 3 months ago that I wouldn't be drinking booze ever again, I did it for the same reason. There was no... You know, I wanted to change the way I felt in life, and I felt like I wanted to make sure I could handle myself, and I didn't like the way it made me feel. And I'm sleeping better. I could tell you 100 different health benefits to not slamming cocktails all day long.
Big Mama, bravo and congratulations. I mean, again, inspiration for all the people that listen to you, all the people that follow you. And
just like you said, man, I'm not saying that I'll never drink another drink again. I'm saying, you know, if I'm not going to not toast at my daughter's wedding. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Yes.
There'll be moments where there will be another toast in my life, but the four bottles of vodka on a weekend, that's gone. Dr. Dollar, I'm 33 years old and have been dealing with prostatitis for about 10 years. I have a burning in between my scrotum and my rectum. I'm about 2 weeks of antibiotics, and I'm on my first week, and I have some relief, but at night after work, it seems to bother me the most. My sex life is dwindling because I've not been in the mood. What else can I do?
Yeah, so a combination. I put my patient with prostatitis, inflammation of the prostate. I put them on a combination of alpha blocker, Flomax, for example, 5-alpha reductase, finasteride. I put them sometime on a short dose of steroids, as well as Advil, Aleve. Sitz bath helps tremendously. So sitting in a tub with Epsom salts.
It's all about getting it in for the man, Doc. I mean, that's what it is. This man is calling in. The root of it comes at the very end of it. His sex life is dwindling because of it. He's not in the mood because he said he's dealing with some inflammation in between his scrotum. He's not feeling it. What can he put down there, Doc? A little cream or a little something you put down there?
No cream or anything like that. But again, check your hormone level. Come to our office. We are going to help you with prostatitis. No question about it.
Somebody just checked in. Four bottles a weekend. Wow.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.